how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
We finally made it to the halfway point of this WNBA season. Week 7 is here. I'm your host, Kenny Taylor. We got 500K on the line on this one game slate to crown an in-season champion. But before we dig into this slate, I want you to know that Sports Ethos has partnered with BetOnline, which is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC and MMA. And don't forget about boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or a game of poker. Or you can unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head over to the website today to get in on the action. Use your promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. Now, last time I was on, we had a little three-game slate on a Saturday. And we had the Liberty playing the Sparks once again in New York. And I kind of rode with the same play. I said if Stewie fantasy points come in at 45 or under for the game, just run the over on that. And let's just say she ended the first half with 57 fantasy points. She went above and beyond. She had a game against the Sparks. Sadly, we couldn't carry it over to the last game, but she was able to finish the game with around 70, 72 fantasy points. And we was able to start the day with a check mark. Later on in the day, we had Lynx playing the Mercury. And I was high on Alana Smith. I said if her fantasy points came in at 28, to play the over on that. Sadly, the line came in at 29. And we came up a little short. Not going to lie, just a tad bit short. She finished with 28.1 fantasy points. If she didn't have those three turnovers, we would have had 29.1. But we was unable to get the check mark over there, so we were one for one. Then on the opposite side, I said if Natasha Cloud rebounds and assist line came in at 10.5 or 11.5, I don't mind playing the over on that. Well, we finished way off on that one. I believe she finished that game with only 7 assists and rebounds. So Saturday wasn't a profitable day for us. Only one green check mark, 2 red marks. But we got one game to bounce back tomorrow in order to go 3-3. So let's head into the slate right now. Since not only do we just have a one-game slate, not only do we have a Commissioner Cup game, not only do we have somebody who's going to win the title for this WNBA in-season tournament, but we also have 40K on the line for each player. So, health-wise, Minnesota is about as healthy as it could be. Diamond Miller's still out, but in that, nothing to worry about. On the New York side, Sobley is really the only player who's confirmed out. But we also have questionable tags on both Vandersloot and Laney. If you don't know, Vandersloot is dealing with a personal matter since her mother died. And she's taking time to heal from that. Laney, on the other hand, she was just playing it a little cautious with her hamstring, I believe it was, that she injured. So I believe she should be ready for this game. Vandersloot, not so much. So I'm just going to play this slate. If Vandersloot is out and Beth Laney is in.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean Lafitte.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Right now, Vegas has the Liberty as 5.5 home favorites with a game total of 162.5. So since Vegas have the Liberty of favorites, I think we should focus on the Liberty right now. If you want to play somebody as your captain spot for the Liberty, I really think it's going to be a spend up and it's going to be one or two players. You either got to choose Team Jones or Team Stewie. If you choose Team Jones, you're going to be spending 15-3 for that captain spot. If you choose Team Stewie, you're going to be spending 17-1. In this matchup, I think I would have to roster Team Stewie. I would have to spend a 17K in order to get her in that captain spot. Don't mind running Jones, but I don't think I'm going to be playing both of them together. But if anybody's going to take up 70K on my little roster spot in a championship game, I don't mind spitting up on Stewie. When it comes to non-captain options, I'm really just looking at maybe three players, maybe a fourth. Really just depends if Laney is in or not. But since I got Laney being in, I'm going to choose one of either Inescu or Laney. I'm leaning more towards Laney. I'm able to save 1,700. Then if I need a third piece from this New York side, I don't mind running Kennedy Burke at 1K if I need to save some salary. Look, you're spending 17K for a captain. You need to look for some salary savings. Kennedy, I'm not sure what her minutes are going to be looking like, but for 1K, if you're able to at least get 8 DraftKings points in this spot from her, you should be able to make up with the spend-ups that you was able to plug in on this pricey spend-up that you have at Captain. Now moving on to the Minnesota side. If I don't go with the team Stewie, and I was going to rise to somebody as captain on the Minnesota side, I would have to choose either Alana Smith at 12-9 or Bridget Clarendon at 10-2. Feel like Clarendon would be more of a cash game play as your captain, since you're able to plug in a good amount of the offense and stats coming in. If you're able to plug her in at 10-2, you're able to roster at least two of the 10K players in your lineup as well. With Alana Smith, you need to play it a little bit more tricky. It might actually force you to play a Kennedy Burksdale. But outside of the captain spot, I don't mind using one of the three in Collier, Williams, or McBride. Really don't see how you can go away from one of these three if you're trying to win a GPP or a cash game at that. You need to have one of them in your lineup. When it comes to a long shot, Heidemann is worth a play if you feel like her minutes is going to be on the increase, been on the decline the past week. So I will be fading her personally, but I understand it as a GPP play, especially on the one game slate, able to get somebody who's going to be 12% owned or lower and has the possibility to get you 20 DK points. Never hurt playing a player like that. Then the last piece that I really like on Minnesota might be a little chalky for me. There's not a lot of salary saving players on this slate. Don't see too many 5K or under options that I like. But Cecilia, she's 2-6 on this slate. And I really don't see how I could construct my lineups without her. I know the minutes ain't the best, but she should be able to get you 12, 15 minutes. She entirely score dependent most of the time, but I don't see her having a floor less than 7 points in this matchup. Ceiling, probably going to be around 18. So you're not looking for too much, but you need to save some salary in order to, you know, rock with Team Stewie, even Team Alana Smith. You need to save some salary at some points, and I feel like Cecilia is your best way of doing that. Outside of that, when it comes to props, it's going to be a little interesting for me. Jonquel Jones, I will be playing her first half under fantasy if it comes in around 18. Maybe even 17. Breonna Stewart, if her fantasy comes in at 45, I don't mind running the over on that. Then on the Minnesota side, if Alana Smith's blocks and steals come in at 3, I don't mind running the over on that. Outside of that, if you want to chat with me, you can find me on Twitter at OrangeDFS. I'm always talking about all levels of basketball. We got an NBA draft coming up on Thursday with some interesting European, even Australian prospects that's going to be in it as well. Major moves happening in Europe still. Kevin Punter is now on Barcelona. Really? Oh, man. But yeah, hopefully we're able to go 3 for 3 on props today. Hopefully you're able to take down any contest that you're in. And like always, till next time.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
Escape to Ocean City, Maryland, and discover a place that just feels lighter, where every day feels like Saturday, and French fries are a food group, where flip-flops are always in fashion, and seafood is always in season, where the boardwalk is bustling, and the beach is right outside your door, where you can rise with the tide and feel like a kid again. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.